Bobby, what do you think of the new regime?
Hey, it's a fresh new start, clean slate. It's a clean slate for a lot of guys, including myself. And, you know, just ready to get it moving and see how it goes.
What do you think of the new leadership?
You know, it's everything's just brand new right now. You know, got a lot of new faces on the team and on the staff. You know, right now I could just only go from what I've seen already, which is, you know, just a lot of new faces, a lot of new people in this building.
Are you excited?
Most definitely. You know, it's getting closer and closer to the season, so that's always an exciting thing. And, you know, just ready to keep it moving.
How are they going to use you?
You know, right now you might ask the coach. I just know right now it's a whole different defense. And whatever the game plan is, whatever we got in the playbook, I'm just gonna follow what it is.
Do you like what you've seen so far?
Yeah, I mean, you know, got different scheme, whole new different scheme. It's a change up from last year. You know, it's something different.
How do you feel about being a stand-up guy? Not stand-up guy in life, stand-up guy on the outside, you know, a two-point stance.
It's nothing really different for me. I've done it in the past. You know, right now it's just different play calls, different terminology. So that's basically it.
How much and where have you done that in the past?
I mean, I stood up and was in the three-point when I was here. And when I was in Miami, I stood up. So nothing much that different.
You also did a lot of different roles last year. I mean, how much of that is going to be a help for you, you think, this year?
You know, we'll have to see. Like I said, just right now it's about, you know, digesting the playbook, getting everything in right now, and, you know, everything else going to play in.
I think Betcher said he probably used you like they used Chandler Jones in Arizona. Are you familiar with the way they used him out there?
Yeah, I mean, they had him, he was still rushing a whole lot, you know, so I think he led the league in sacks last year, so. He was still down there, you know, rushing again after the quarterback. And, you know, they had, when it came down to schemes and stuff like that, and, you know, using them and dropping and, you know, stuff like that. So we just got to see.
Lizzie, are you going to be in the new room?
That's one thing I got to get adjusted to a little bit. But, right now, in a different room, just trying to digest everything.
You're one of the bigger guys in the room, right?
So. Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, we'll see how everything goes.
How do you feel health-wise?
I feel pretty good. You know, I feel pretty good. Just waiting to – I know it's a little far right now, but just waiting to get back in the pad.
You feel like a goal of yours is – you said when you signed here that you wanted to play 16 games, that'd be a success. Like, how have you changed anything to try to stay healthy through a season? Have you been frustrated at all? Because when you are healthy, you've been pretty dominant.
Yeah, I mean, I missed my first game last year, and it turned into four. So that wasn't normal for me. So, you know, my position as stands is how it was before. You know, always trying to stay healthy and, you know, play a full season. You know, once you're healthy, you can be out there. You know, if you're not, you can't make no plays for the team.
What was your reaction when Jason got traded?
That's over my head right there. Just, you know, I know with JBP, man, that was my boy. You know, we didn't play that much, you know, long together. So, but the times that we did play, man, it was great. He was a great guy, great teammate, you know, great player. So, you know, I wish him the best down there in Tampa. You know, I know he's going to do his thing, handle his business.
Why did you come to the volunteer program this year?
Well, to learn the playbook. Something different, so had to show up and, you know, learn the many faces that we have here, you know, get the chemistry down pat, and, you know, link up with the coaches, man.
Invigorating at this point in your career to have a new system and almost a clean start here?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good when you have a clean slate, you know. I mean, I treat every year like a clean slate. You know, you go every year, it don't matter what you did last year, the year before. You know, you come in and it starts at zero again. So, you know, we haven't even had our first practice yet. But, you know, I think I'm excited and everybody else is.
With the draft coming up, do you pay attention to all that draft chatter at all or no?
I'll be honest with you, not really. But, I mean, whoever
you know, whoever we get, you know, I know it's going to be a great decision on the people that are picking to add guys that can help contribute to winning on this team.
OV, when I know you mentioned, I mean, obviously Chandler Jones led the NFL in sacks last year. When they start talking about how you can play that role, does it intrigue you? I mean, you go back and watch what he did last year at all?
We're two different players. You know, Chandler Jones is his own player. You know, I'm my own player. So, you know, he had a great season last year. You know, and, you know, that just all happens. You know, he was doing what he had to do. They had a great defense. And, you know, right now, we're just trying to get everything down pat, chemistry as well. And, you know, we'll see from there.
Do you have to train differently at all for your new role, whatever that winds up being? More speed, less weight?
Nah, not really. Just been training the same way I've always been. In the past, I've done drops, you know, and coverage and everything like that. So it's not really that much foreign territory for me. But, you know, just see how it goes.
Do you